and this theme that underlies the whole of the Christian life, which is to discover the purpose that God put us here on earth for, to discover why you and I are here at all, and to strive to find purpose in our life, to discover what it means to live as beloved children of God. I can't tell you how many people I meet with who have this question in mind, who wonder about what their purpose is in life. Frankly, I'll share with you, it continues for me too. I mean, I know the fundamentals, right? You know the fundamentals. You were created by God in order to love Him and to serve Him, to respond to Him in this life so that you could be with Him in the next life. That is our purpose, truly. On the other hand, there have to be some more particular details that you discover about that purpose. That's a very general, broad understanding of why God created us, and it's certainly true. But you and I need to know what are the particular reasons, the mission that we have individually, in your vocation and in my vocation. And it's a beautiful part of the Christian journey. It's also a difficult part of the Christian journey, isn't it? To discover that vocation, to respond faithfully to that vocation. I want to talk about this a little bit because, well, maybe there's some broad general advice we could look at to explore how we as Catholics, as Christians, find meaning in our life. Maybe as a jumping off point, rather than using the purpose-driven life, we could use a secular article from the Harvard Business Review that was published a couple years ago, written by a gentleman himself who has written about passion and purpose in life, John Coleman. It's a book that his book, Passion and Purpose, I think was the title, was published a few years before Rick Warren's book. I don't recall it being super insightful. It was a collection of essays. I'm not trying to knock the book, but I did find his own article that he published as a summary of that book really quite helpful. And really what's interesting, this was published 2017, December 29th of 2017 on HBR. To find meaning in your work, change how you think about it, he says. And he's talking about your career, John Coleman is. He's talking about the work that you do. I want to look at the four themes that he points out, the four ideas for how you can find more meaning and purpose in your work. But then maybe look at them and realize these are not just categories for your career. These are not just ideas for helping you to understand your work better. These are things that can help you understand your life better, to help you understand your vocation better. And I think they're rather insightful. I think they're also particularly apropos to your life and to mine, because he begins the illustration, for example, talking about the 20th Annual Operators Challenge from 2007, which is a competition in New York for the sewage treatment workers, also known as the Sludge Olympics. These workers demonstrate their skill at, well, all the different things it takes, I guess, to run the sewer system in New York, which is no small task. Also, not exactly what you think of when you think of a romantic type of job. And yet the sewer, or the Sludge Olympics, I should say, demonstrate the passion and the purpose that these employees have. Isn't it interesting? Sometimes some of the most mundane, some of the dirtiest jobs can bring some of the most satisfaction. Changing the diapers on your children is certainly not something that people wake up in the morning and say, oh, I can't wait to do that. And yet there's incredible meaning that you can find in caring for your children, even in those simplest and sometimes dirtiest of tasks. I wonder if this is why, you know, there are popular TV shows about the dirtiest jobs, about the jobs that might gross you out the most, and yet we realize that somebody has to do them, and the people that do them oftentimes, let's face it, seem happier than me and you. Well, maybe not than me. And maybe not than you. I'm just saying, isn't it interesting how people doing really difficult jobs, really jobs that we wouldn't find very attractive, can find great happiness in doing them. And how is that possible? That's what John Coleman is looking at. He gives four ideas for those searching for meaning and purpose in their careers. And the first idea he gives is connect your work to service. For example, when you're working in the office, maybe the tedium of that job can really overwhelm you, and you can feel like you're not doing anything meaningful in life. But if you realize that the small tasks you're doing are a form of service to others, if you recognize that the tasks assigned to you actually serve a larger purpose, then it all of a sudden gives more meaning to that. I think beyond that, even connecting our activities to serving others in deeper ways can be so rewarding. I'm thinking of the many people that I meet day in and day out who help the poor, who serve food inside of soup kitchens, who give of themselves and discover such happiness when they're performing services of charity and of assistance to the poor and to the needy. So yeah, inside of your job, you can connect it to service and find more meaning. But I would say your life also needs to be connected to service. I think very often we find ourselves moving through life day in and day out, and we're not thinking about the larger service that our tasks, our activities, that our participation in this world is involved in. And if we don't connect our efforts to live in this world with serving others and not getting things out of it sometimes, then we're going to be disappointed, because God made us to give of ourselves. God made us to serve others. It's one of those paradoxes of modern man, and I think man of all historical times, but especially in the modern era, when we look at ourselves and say, well, I'm going to find happiness by receiving, by owning, by possessing, by getting, by doing things for myself. And then we're unhappy because that doesn't actually make us happy, right? Instead, we were made to give to others. We were made like Jesus, to lay down our lives in service of others. So yeah, connecting our work to service is great, but also connecting our lives to service. The second idea of John Coleman is to craft your work. Discover in the work that you do a beautiful art form. I know this sounds difficult, especially in those very mundane tasks and jobs that we have. So how do you do this in a concrete way? Everything we do can be done with greater love. I mean, you look at the saints who describe how to live our lives. I'm thinking of especially some modern saints who give us insight into performing our tasks with great love. Saint Therese of Lisieux, Saint Joseph Morello, Saint Francis de Sales, Mother Teresa of Calcutta remind us that in small things, we can do them with great love. And we can do them in such a way that we see the beauty of those actions. That is to say, we make a craft of them. We become experts at doing them. And we do them in a beautiful, methodical way that leads to us appreciating what we're doing more. Again, we can extend this not just to your career, but to life in general, to our faith. In general, when our faith becomes a craft, when our faith becomes an effort that you and I will do for the beauty of it, for becoming experts at it, then we discover that when we pursue excellence in these tasks, there is great satisfaction and meaning that we find in them. Okay, so yeah, that's another one. Connect your work to service, and also discover in your work and in your life the craft of what that includes. Thirdly, invest in positive relationships. You know as well as I do, we could be doing the greatest job in the world with the most incredible career, and if we're doing it with people that we don't want to be with, or we're doing it without any relationships there especially, then it becomes very difficult. On the other hand, we can be doing some of the hardest work ever. We can be doing some of the dirtiest jobs, the most mundane tasks. And if we're doing it with someone that we care about, someone that we love, then all of a sudden we can do it with great joy. Isn't that true also in our walk with the Lord? I know we're surrounded by people with negative attitudes. I know we're surrounded by sinners. We're one of those sinners too, and we oftentimes bring our own negativity to situations. We have to rediscover that joy and then bring that to our relationship. We have to rediscover the power of our relationships inside of our church communities, inside of our efforts to serve the Lord. Because when we're in positive, when we're in warm relationships that help to lead us to authentic human connection, then we can be doing the most difficult tasks inside of our parishes, inside of our careers, inside of our households, inside of our particular vocations. And we can actually discover that it's very meaningful. Can I give you a rather personal example here? I was appointed in March the provincial of my community, of the Oblates of St. Joseph. It's an important job where I have to oversee all of the men inside of the United States to help all of the Oblates of St. Joseph, all of the men that have made vows with me in my community. And I'm tasked with organizing, with administrating, with handling a lot of the, well, frankly, a lot of the tasks that other people don't want to do, that I myself often don't want to do. They have to do with documentation things and administrative tasks and making sure that plans are made for future. And I spend a lot of time in the office, which is rather odd because I became a priest not to spend time in the office, not to do administrative tasks. I became a priest because I want to serve Jesus. But this whole process of being provincial has helped me to see that we also can serve Jesus by serving our brothers in this way, right? I mean, it's not the first task that I would like to do, but hey, God's called me to do it. That's very clear. Out of obedience, I have to do this. That's very obvious. And guess what? Inside of those tasks, because I'm doing it with men who are all committed to Jesus, it's possible to find meaning in some of the things that you just would rather not do. So I think that personal example you could extend and apply in your own life too. There have got to be examples like that where you know there's a lot of things you have to do. You have to reconcile your checkbook. You have to take care of the grocery shopping. You have to do all these things. When you're doing it with people that you love to be with, though, it's so much more meaningful, isn't it? And the same has to be true in our walk with Jesus. And finally, remember why you work. The reason that we work, why is it that you go to the office day in and day out? Why is it that you drive your kids back and forth from school to home, from home to the soccer field, from the soccer field to music practice? Why is it that you run yourself ragged doing these things? It's for love of Jesus. And when we remember that, we rediscover our purpose in life, right? Anyway, some interesting insight in my humble opinion that we can apply to our walk with Jesus. Let's find that meaning and that purpose that we must in serving the Lord.